Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, they should have won it in 22. Sean, they should have won the title in 22. Welcome back to the build-up. Jimmy Butler has requested a trade. Sean Rochester, I dragged him in here all the way from Pennsylvania. We're going to talk about Jimmy Butler's trade request, and we're going to do that for about 30 minutes. Sean works at, you see him at Five Reasons Sports. I would say you either love him or hate him, which is good. Polarizing in this business is good, Sean, so I think you're doing quite well. Also coach of successful girls basketball team in PA. We're not going to talk about that landscape today. Jimmy Butler requested a trade, Sean. Mom and dad are fighting, Sean. Mom. Just what's your biggest takeaway here? Just where are you at with all this now that we've had, I don't know, maybe 12 hours to process it?
Yeah. So I'll be honest with you. Last night, I was watching the end of the Notre Dame and Georgia game. I tuned into the Heat game a little bit late, saw what I sort of expected on the second night of a back-to-back, unfortunately, right? Disinterested basketball by a lot of parties in the game, including said Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Despite what he says about how he was playing, the rest of us saw what was going on.
Yeah.
I turned it off early because I was like, I'm not wasting my night doing this. So I turned on Landman. I don't know if you checked that out yet. It's good. It's kind of really? like a Yellowstone-ish new series. It's got Billy Bob Thornton in it. It's pretty good.
So and I started watching that. And then your phone started going crazy.
I started looking at my phone. I'm like, oh, okay. Guess I need to see what's going on. So listen. Like you said, mom and dad are fighting. And in my interpretation of this so far, like you said, after 12 hours of being in our Five Reasons Discord and on Twitter and all these different things, is everyone wants to blame one side. It's not one side. It's both sides. Like we joked before we started recording, like parents just brought us in the room and are like, hey, we're getting a divorce. Meanwhile, we've been watching them argue for like the last year and a half. And if we want to blame one or the other, I'm not going to maybe use the same analogy I used with Brian pre-show. But like, mom was out doing something she shouldn't have been doing, and dad was out doing something he shouldn't have been doing. And it's not one's fault or the other. It's both of them fault. It's both of them. Like, and now we're here. And who knows how this is going to play out, because I know me and you have talked privately, and we've talked to people that are in the know with things at Five Reasons. Like,
this is true. Yeah.
It is a fluid situation because I don't think people have been lying to us that know what's going on behind the scenes. And it's changing. It's evolving even as recently as yesterday from what we thought was true to what is now the truth. And I think it's going to be interesting to talk about it.
All right. I'm going to throw up some comments after I say this real quick. I agree. I think this is a both sides issue. I could see this from both sides. This is my biggest takeaway from this, Sean.
I agree.
To me, the Heat, if you want to play like sort of like, you know, hindsight being 2020, they should have traded him in the summer. But also I was saying like, maybe now's the time to do it. Like I was saying in the summer, like maybe now's the time to do it and just kind of move on from the build. If you're not going to extend him because if he's threatening to walk, there's something that we may talk about. Like, okay, if you don't trade him or if you're not able to trade him, what happens if he opts in? And then this kind of continues, like, can they stomach this for that long? But ultimately, I do think they should have traded him in the summer. But that's something I also was saying in the summer. People may not have just heard it because I was too busy covering the Olympics. Yes. And now where we're at is, I think on the Heat side, they're like, all right, you're older, you're declining, you're getting hurt a lot, we don't want to pay you the max. And Jimmy's like, I dragged you from the fucking dead. From Hassan Whiteside, Dion Waiters, from the middle of the pack, from, you know, just NBA obscurity damn near, into two NBA finals and a one seed. And that one seeded team, I really think, to this day, I think they could have won the NBA championship if they got past the Celtics in game 7. And I want my money. I want my last contract. And the Heat are like, no. And I see both sides. And the bummer for me is, I'm going to say this at the top, and then we'll get to the comments. The bummer for me is, as I said this in the 5R Discord, Jimmy is a one-of-one story. One of my favorite stories in sports. Homeless as a teenager. Doesn't play AAU basketball at all and still manages to get to the NBA, which, that's mind-blowing shit. JUCO, Marquette, was barely a star at Marquette, barely a first-round pick, becomes most improved after not playing initially. All the all-star appearances, of which there's been several, becoming the best player on multiple finals teams. He's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame also. Like, that's the other thing. All the all defenses, like, very unprecedented for a star to have this pathway. Like, it was never recruited highly at all out of high school. People didn't know who he was. And all of a sudden he's become this. So I kind of understand wanting to get every last dollar given where he comes from and the context of where he comes from, and not, so to speak, wanting to go back. Because once you get that famous, it sounds crazy, but once you get that famous, that wealthy, you still have a can't go back mentality, which is why he works the way he does. So I think that's part of it too. And then with the Heat, it's like, from a business standpoint and in the era of the second apron, like, we cannot hamstring ourselves in this way. So we also don't want to trade you because we still want to figure out how to make this work. We just want to do it on our terms. You have the most stubborn organization and the most stubborn star, maybe. Like, it's stubborn versus stubborn. And that's kind of where I'm at with it right now. Okay, let's get to some comments. Van Lee says, top of the morning, Van. It's almost afternoon here on the East Coast. We also have Van Lee. Jimmy is minus 200 for Warriors. We're both betting men up here. Minus 200 for the Warriors to be his next team. Do you guys take Kuminga or a pick heavy package? I don't know if you're getting a pick heavy package at this point. I have no idea. No idea what's going to happen. No idea what the package looks like. But I seem to like the Jonathan Kuminga idea more than you, if Golden State is serious and wants to make it work. The thing is, though, Sean, you would have to immediately extend Jonathan Kuminga this summer because he'll be headed for restricted free agency.
Which is why I don't like it. I know that he's had some good games in recent weeks, but if you are going to immediately extend him, you're basically committing yourself to Tyler, Bam, and Kuminga.
Sure. And
he could make a leap. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't think Kuminga is a bad player or a rotten asset, but if you're telling me those are my three moving forward, I just still feel like I'm left without. I need more. And
depending on what you think about what Jokic. Hawkins and Jokic.
That's what
combined the two.
I'm not that bad. Mezcal in Mexico will miss 2 weeks.
If you combine Jokic and Akes, that would be great. That would be ill. Yes. First of all, that's the build right there. Jokic with Hero and Bam. That's what they should do. referring to you missing some of Heat Pacers until after the fact. Adele said you would miss this amazing hoops experience. Donut Dan says what's going on. Eddie Mon says he had green hair for the Celtics when saying trade me any. I don't know. Was that from the Celtics? I thought it was for the Wolves because it was a little more neon. I don't know if he's actually doing that for teams, but he is a troll. But it is what it is. So Anthony Beck checks in. Both sides are wrong here. Get this man off my roster. Anthony Beck, who's also a friend of the Mandatory with Chantel and I, you should subscribe to that YouTube channel if you're interested in boxing at all or want to be interested in boxing at all. I think it's a both sides issue, but maybe both sides are wrong. I think the Heat, they're stubborn. They don't want to trade them. What would you do right now? Like, do you just take what you can get at this point? Do you ride it out? I'm not sure you can send them home, but that's something that's being thrown out there. Could they do that? And then I don't know if the players' union is going to get involved. Like, they have a lot of things to think about here.
Yeah, I'm someone that I think would exercise patience here. And I know, like, there's a lot of thoughts about this, right? Like, can you rush into something? Is there offers? Because I think everything that has been reported, at least through our channels, is there is no offer. There has not been an offer for Jimmy Butler to the Miami Heat. So it's not like, you know, we're getting trade requests and we're declining them. It is literally like crickets. So if that is true, which, you know, mm-hmm. if we're believing that, does this create the opportunity for those trades? Now, I think it could have been worse. And I don't know how Jimmy would have worded this last night, but if he said, I want to be traded to blank, blank, and blank versus I will want to be anywhere besides Miami. Well, hey, at least now you got 29 options. Because if you think about if it was the opposite, it would be even harder to trade him. Now, I don't think realistically there are 29 options. We know that some teams just don't fit. But I don't know what you're rushing into unless this is becoming a behind-the-scenes problem. And you saw footage in the locker room yesterday. Alex Toledo and Brady were in there. And the way that they reacted, Tyler Hero kind of just like grinning and laughing about it. Like, are they actually fed up? Are they like excited about the prospect of like the teacher is pissed off and we're leaving and now we're going to have the rest of the year? Like, it doesn't seem as if like it's going to be hard for any of us to know the truth behind this. Is he really a distraction? I think it's more of a distraction, in my opinion, over the last few years where he's been in and out here and there. Sometimes he's committed. Sometimes he's not. Sometimes he gives effort. Sometimes he's not. That guessing game always felt like the distraction. If he wants to be gone, they're going to roll with Jimmy. Like, players are going to be with players. They get that. They're not going to side with management. But
unless they're so disruptive to the point where it could be damaging to everyone else, and they're just like, yo, just get this dude out of here. We don't know if this is the case, but
and that's where I think I agree with you about like, can't if he is becoming disruptive, is that where there are reasonings to keep him away? Every indication right now, at least what he said last night, is that he plans on continuing to be doing his duties until this is resolved. But like, you're rolling him out on they play Saturday, tomorrow in Utah? Like, nothing happened? Like, go out there and guard Lauri Markkanen, be cool? Like, no, you can't. Like, these are human beings. So I don't know.
The thing that people have to keep in mind, they're playing at home against Utah tomorrow, and then they're traveling to play Utah on January 9th after that? Okay, that's weird scheduling. A home and home with Utah, from Miami to Utah. It's weird. The thing people have to keep in mind is it's also very difficult to trade, period, right now. Not only because of the second apron, but Jimmy is making a lot of money. A lot, like around $49 million. And it's just a hard salary to match. Like, when you go through the teams, like if you go through the teams that were on like Sham's initial list of quote-unquote preferred destinations, Phoenix is like, okay, it has to be Durant, Booker, or Beal. It's not going to be Durant. I mean, it's not going to be Booker. Beal has a no trade clause. And I mean, I don't think they're going to do Durant for Jimmy. Why would they do Durant for Jimmy? Barry Jackson is tweeting out like that's what the Heat could be waiting for in like a pipe dream sort of thing. But I think Kevin Durant to the Heat's been a pipe dream for, I don't know, almost a decade at this point. Is it still worth continuing to hold out for? Like what?
But you would need something to happen there. They're not playing very well, but you would need like an explosive event like last night to happen in Phoenix.
And like Kevin Durant gets pissed off and goes on a tirade. And then it's like, all right, I'll give you my shit. You give me your shit. We'll figure it out. whatever. Exactly. With Dallas, Dallas doesn't have the salaries without Luka or Kyrie. Like, it's very difficult to just piece it together. And then also Dallas is not going to want to tinker with it in that dramatic of a fashion. I'd be surprised if it's Dallas. Although I think from a basketball standpoint, that could work. That could absolutely work. But from a contractual and practical standpoint, it's not going to work. If you look at Golden State, that's a team that could potentially do it. But, you know, you're talking about Wiggins plus Kuminga, and even that still leaves you about 14-ish million short of where Jimmy Butler is. So you're going to need more. You're going to need whether it's Looney plus something else. Like, that's pretty much what it's going to be. And is Golden State trying to do all that to potentially get him? And, you know, you go on down team after team after team. It's like it's very difficult to do outside of the Nets. Wes, you seem to be interested in the Ben Simmons idea. Bernie Lee client, who, you know, didn't have a great experience playing together in Philadelphia, supposedly. But like the Nets are like, if he goes to free agency, it feels like he's just going to opt in because who has cap space other than the Nets? And if you're,
which is why they feel like they don't need to do anything.
That's why this thing is so confounding, because it's like the Heat are like, we don't really need to do anything as this problem sort of metastasizes in their own organization. But the Nets are the only team with cap space. And if they do go after him, I think that's an ownership call. I think Sean Marks wants to properly rebuild, just like how he wanted to properly rebuild. And then they wanted the big three. And then he's like, all right, I guess. And they experimented with that.
I said in our Discord a little while ago, if you put Jimmy Butler on this Nets roster, completely healthy, don't take anyone off the roster. We just give them to him for free. They still aren't a playoff team, I don't think. Like, they're not good. Now, I know Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson, and they have some Nick Claxton. I like some of their pieces, but, like, I just don't think that, like, Jimmy Butler is the solution there. I don't know what you're accomplishing. Even if, let's say I'm wrong and they're a playoff team, they're not a contender. They're not buttoned up against Boston and Cleveland. And so I just don't understand why that would.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Be the route. And if you're Jimmy, while marketing and, you know, being in that market could be great for him, like, that's where you want to spend your last basketball.
That's the thing, too. It's like Big Face Coffee here in New York City. Oh, that shit would bang. You kidding me? The amount of coffee we drink in this city. I don't drink any coffee. Someone mentioned, asked if I was drinking. This is pineapple juice. You know, like, this is straight up. I don't drink at all. This is straight up pineapple juice in the morning. But like, yo, from a business standpoint, sure. But like, also, you still have to, like, you want Ben Simmons with Tyler Hero and Bam if you're Miami? I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I say it very
sarcastically. No. But I'm saying, like, it's just like, who does that make sense for? And then it's like, if you're Brooklyn, your plan is going to be what? Dayron Sharpe, Noah Clowney, Jimmy Butler, and maybe VJ Edgecombe in the draft? Hooray. Like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we talking about? Like, it doesn't make sense. So there's one idea that I had that actually seemed feasible. I don't know if it's going to happen. Matt Moore and I did Buckets together last night on Action Network, and I asked him, This is right before after, immediately after. So we started recording like immediately after the trade request. That went up if people want to listen to that. And then we talk about bets later. But we talked about Jimmy for close to half an hour. And I asked him at the end, before we get off the subject, who is the team that you want to see him go to? He said Philadelphia.
There's a lot of people here that would love to exchange him.
And for, he like, and Paul George make about the same. The problem is, Paul George is signed for three more seasons. The other problem is, obviously, he looks like he's declining. But the other problem is Pat Riley always wants to win now. And we've talked with, even Greg said this, and I'm going to throw up some more comments here before we get out of here. But if they're going to trade him, they don't want to do it in like a full sale, like just rebuild type of way. They want to do it and stay competitive. And it's like, they've liked Paul George before. This is not reporting or whatever. This is just an idea, but oh man.
And positionally it fits because I don't like using positions, but they are essentially the same size, position type of thing. I mean, you could make that make sense. The pushback that I would have is you would have to be committed to, again, like we talked about before, Tyler, Paul George, and Bam being your big three, because like you said, you're inheriting that salary. That's where I lean, and I know Ben Simmons is not nearly as good as Paul George, but I look at the cap flexibility that gives me. I'm out after a year. If Ben Simmons walks it this summer, I'm cool with that. And it's not Ben Simmons specific.
He has money that's like, close. Whether, like you don't have to attach much more because he's at like 40 already. So,
and Fred VanVleet is another one that has that team option. If Houston wanted to go that route, it gives you another, to your point, like that win now type player. I don't know how he fits with Tyler in the current roster, but there's just not a lot of possibilities. Like there's just not a lot of options. And it's not, I don't say that. I think you would agree with this. I don't say that because Jimmy's not a good player. You can say what you want about his effort this year. I think it's fair to question it, but he's also not what he used to be. He's still a good piece. But if you're going to have to pay him $50 million this summer, I just don't. But also I understand to the other side of it to say, hey, Jimmy, take 20, 25, you know, like.
Yeah, right.
No. He's like, fuck you.
Right.
Like none. Like, I get it. Both sides of it. That's why I don't feel like it's fair to pick a side, is that both sides, like you said, are very stubborn. They're sticking their feet in the sand and they're like, this is what it is. And somehow, some way, this is going to become resolved. It's not going to. I cannot imagine this magically works itself out. But like, who is going to give in? That's going to be the question.
Yeah, like Dwayne Wade left. Shaquille O'Neal was traded. Like, eventually these things happened. Alonzo Mourning also got traded. Was he like, wasn't?
He left the true. Agency. But
to the Nets. And to then the he Nets. Got traded. Was he in the Vince Carter deal? There, something along those lines. That's what it was.
Correct.
Like if you just look around the league, though, it's very hard to find the contracts. Cleveland wants a wing, but Cleveland also doesn't want to trade any of their core four. That it's like, okay, Max Strus, Caris LeVert, cool. That's still like 16, 15 million short. And on top of that, Caris LeVert and Kenny Atkinson have had ties since 2016. They're like tight. And then Max Strus, Jimmy would probably want to play with him again. Not that he has a big time say in the matter, but like it just, you pile up Isaac Okoro and you're still short. You go to like the Lakers, who are like always sniffing around for a star, who just made a trade, and it's like Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves. You're not getting Austin Reeves. I'd be stunned if you get Austin Reeves for Jimmy Butler right now. Gabe Vincent has to be in the deal. Miami would probably be fine with that at this point. And you're like, coming up with the money is super difficult. And that's why this, like, if this happens, you know, within the next month, somebody will have had to have been, in my opinion, either desperate, opportunistic, you could use whatever. I think they could even be used in the same regard. But a team like Memphis is the one that I keep watching, where it's like, I feel like they're going to do something, but it also could be like a marginal upgrade. But, you know, they're one of those front offices who are just always sort of sniffing around for something. I don't know if it'll be Jimmy, though.
But what would hypothetically Memphis trade?
And that's what the problem too, because it's like, all right, if you don't want to, they're not trading Ja, they're not trading Jaren Jackson Jr., and I don't think they're trading Bane in this type of deal. If Bane was on the table, the deal I think would already, like, you kidding me? Like, come on, I would do that. I would do that 10 seconds, sure. But I doubt that. So it's like Marcus Smart is 20-ish, and then from there it's like you have to add up other salaries: John Conchar, Brandon Clark. You know, is any of the young guys? Are you going to prioritize Santi Aldama? He actually looks like someone they can keep. Like, it's just all these different things. And I feel like when you go from team to team to team, it looks like a lot of teams are just kind of like, yo, we're good with what we have. But all it takes is one. And that's sort of the other thing here that we have to be mindful of. So I do wonder, like, would Philadelphia look at Paul George and try to be like, hey, Miami, like, you know? But I think that becomes an issue between Pat Riley and Andy, because Andy will be like, yo, dog, you see the rest of this money? Like, you see what he's going to get the next 3 years? And then Pat's going to be like, yo, I'm turning 80 in March. I don't care. Like, I don't want to bottom out.
Yeah. I mean, Porter Jr. is another guy that I've seen floated out there, similar to, like, I think Bane is better, but like a guy that if you're throwing him in, he makes that big money. I just don't, again, it would take a weird like circumstance where a team like that, I feel like, would jump into it, because I would love to see, I think Jimmy engaged playing with Jokic would be fun basketball. But
Denver could actually.
I don't know.
Guess that number.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I know we're getting close on time, but like Mike's comment here that was just made, like, the comparison here of, you know, last summer where teams or Miami fans were like, well, Dame wants to be in Miami, send him to Miami, stop with cut the nonsense. And now they're on the other side of it where Jimmy is wanting out and I'm advocating to be patient and selective. I don't think they're exactly apples to apples in this situation. I know I'm proving exactly what Mike is saying, but like, I don't think that the situation is the same. One, because Dame was a lifelong Blazer, and I think there, to me, there's more owed there. I look at Jimmy differently. Not that he's not, I mean, look, he's one of the greatest players in our franchise's history. He should be treated as such, but it's also not the same as Dwayne Wade, if I want to make another comparison. It's not the same. He's not Dwayne Wade. And while I feel like they should be fair to him, I also, again, this goes back to being both sides, there is something to be said about, as you said, with Pat and Andy and Nick and all those guys in the room, you can't just take a bad trade for the sake of making things happy. You know, you're going to regret that for the next 2 to 3 years when you're stuck on salary and you're not able to make moves, when this could have been an opportunity to maybe he just walks this summer. I don't know where, but if he did, yeah, it frees up cap space. And at the end of the day, can you look back at the Jimmy Butler build and say that it wasn't a success? It was absolutely a success. Think about what you gave up. Yeah. You gave up Josh Richardson.
Yeah.
That's how you got Jimmy Butler. Paid for himself many, many times over. So, yeah.
Almost scored Dragic, but they had to rework that. That was weird. Bronx Joker comments, is letting him walk this summer and not trade him during the season the best move, giving cap room that he'd haven't had in a while, which you basically said, like, that's a viable option. I just wonder, like, how untenable is it actually going to be in the locker room? It would be my concern there. But from a basketball standpoint, like, yeah, I think it's totally reasonable that you could let him walk and then have the cap space. I don't know what you're going to have the cap space for, but you could also, like, trade people into your cap space if you have it, depending on how the second apron has made this very difficult. Like,
and here's the thing too, like, yes, Miami is currently a playoff team, but they've been a play-in team with him the last 2 years. I don't feel pressured to be doing anything based on my playoff standing. Like, Brian, we watch this team. This team is not good.
They're
not winning anything with him.
Seriously.
They are stuck in the middle. So with or without him, they are going to be stuck somewhere in the middle. I don't think they're going to be better without him. I'm not foolish, but like, I'm not making a move to try to keep myself afloat. Like, imagine if this happened 2 years ago, either during the 2022 or 2023 season. Jimmy just got pissed and was like, trade me. Mm-hmm. Then I'd feel pressured. That team that was a number one seed mm-hmm. with PJ Tucker and those guys. If this happened at that time in that season, hell yeah, you'd feel some pressure.
Well, you signed the extension with no pushback. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a different team, different situation. This happened during the big three heat, and LeBron walked into Riley's office in a post-game press conference, whatever, and said this. Different situation. Expectations are different. This team's going nowhere. So, like, I don't feel pressured to do anything, but I feel like you need to be right to Jimmy. But I see both.
Ryan's comment. I'm sure Pat wants to win ASAP, but I also believe he cares about what kind of shape he leaves his team when he's done. If he didn't care about that, he wouldn't have put his foot down with Jimmy. I'm not sure. Not that this is wrong. I'm not sure, like, that's the reason he wouldn't have put his foot down with Jimmy. I just think, like, Pat's also a super prideful dude and doesn't like that Jimmy's talking shit about what he would have done in a playoff series that he didn't play in, you know, while seemingly intoxicated a little bit. Like, that's sort of the other piece of this too. Like, I think it may even be simpler than that. Eddie comments, Jimmy not walking end of the year, he opts in and demands a trade. Or I guess it demands it again. You know,
he's joyless, but he's going to opt back in. Money. So what does that say?
Money. Because exactly. No one – in the open market, so joyless, open market, Sean, I don't think he's getting $50 million. I don't. No. Couple more, and we'll get out of here. Brandon, free up cap space, only sign Drew Smith again.
Hey, we're missing Drew Smith. Oh,
my God. Right. And then Ryan says financial expectations are unrealistic. Mike, hold on. Oh, we got another one I want to get to, actually. Mike. He'd have such a good history in terms of a management group. They would figure out how to use that cash space best and or maximize leverage over a team in a rough spot. Probably. This whole thing puts a cloud on it. I wonder how the front office is going to operate this. There's more stuff we can get to. Like, there's a Tyler Hero piece that I think is worth talking about. And there's also the piece about, like, them never getting him any help. When I continue to bring up, and yes, I think the front office could have been absolutely better during his tenure. But they were like hamstrung in parts of their own doing. But also, they got the best free agent on the market in 2021, and Kyle Lowry. It just didn't work out to the way like everybody wanted. Although the first year, I think it was fine. And they were the one seed. But like literally, NBA GM survey, if you look at just everything that we had at that time, he was the best free agent who switched teams that year. And people thought that Miami had the best offseason because they added him, PJ Tucker, and also a two-way named Caleb Martin. Like, the GM survey, they got best offseason acquisition and Kyle Lowry to be the biggest impact free agent. And he was an impact free agent. It just didn't materialize for the entire tenure. And then they ended up flipping him in a first rounder for Terry Rozier. A move that a lot of people defended, including myself, thought it would work. And it hasn't for a number of different reasons, which some of which I think might even be out of Terry's control to some degree. All right, we got another one here. Jimmy and Pat are two different universes. One is a businessman, the other is employee, so it depends where you are. I don't know if Jimmy would see it that way. He owns Big Face Coffee, sir. You know what I mean? Like, he's an owner too, you know? Van Lee, how serious is Jimmy about his bread for a man that lives on planes in his off time? Is Charlotte really that bad? I don't know how Charlotte's getting to that money. And final comment. I want to know the details on, and this is Ryan again, I want to know the details on the Jimmy Hero beef that Ethan alluded to from a couple of years back. That's a good ominous way to end it, because Ethan is going to come back off vacation. He's going to have to at some point. That sucks. Try to go on vacation and then this shit happens, of course.
And I'll say this. I don't have any of the details to reveal on behalf of Ethan, but he did say, I think whenever Jimmy is gone, there is going to be some release of things. Like, there have been things that have been swept under the rug by management, by the team, by his teammates. And I think they're not, they're going to come out and like trash the guy. I think they love him as a teammate, but he is not the easiest person to work with. And I think that's going to be coming as time passes. Of course, stays away.
A lot of people are difficult to deal with. So I don't even think it means like he's a straight up asshole. I'm sure there were some people who would say that. Maybe he is to some people. I don't know. But I don't know his character like that. I love his story. I love how the Heat operate as an organization generally, because they usually are good in times like this. And it just sucks that this is how it looks like it's appearing to end for what was a run that all of us who watch, follow, cover the NBA was just, and I was high on them when they got them, but I didn't project it was going to be even this successful like some other serious additions beyond just Kyle Lowry. So that's Sean Rochester. I'm Brian Fonseca. Thank you. If you watch, subscribe to the channel, watch old videos too. Just dropped one last week, or was it earlier this week? I forget. But it was in the last few days. Time. What is time? On WNBA, Next Steps, and also Caitlin Clark, which a lot of people had some things to say about. Mostly good, but you know, there's always a few. We'll be back with more very soon on the channel. I'll probably check back in next week. I want to do some other stuff as we kick off 2025 here. But I said we get Sean out of here by 11:35. We're going to do that. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.